meeting, phone or electronic device, or at least silence it, please. Approval of the agenda, Mr. Whitehouse?
There are none, thank you.
Okay, can I get a motion to approve?
I'll second it.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our agenda today is the approval of the minutes, October the 15th and November the 5th.
And Madam Chair, unless anyone on the commission had any updates or changes, they would be as circulated.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, the motion made and seconded to approve the minutes of October 15th and November. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Item, other business. First item on our agenda today, Americana Bayside Village J, Harris Teeter Bayside Marketplace, change number 1393.
This is a revised final plan for the construction of a proposed 4,608 square footing to house a maximum of 3 retail tenants, 1,340 square foot patio pergola area, 400 square secondary patio area, associated parking, landscaping, and other related improvements. Parcel currently includes a Harris Teeter grocery store, Bayside Wine and Spirits, Maxim Hair and Nails, PNC Bank, Fueling Station, Fox's Pizza and Bar Restaurant. Commercial pad as shown, the commercial pad as shown on the plan was shown on the previously approved Harris Teeter Complex Village J, Americana Bayside plans for approximately 75,526 square feet of commercial uses, which were approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their Thursday, May 17th, 2006. However, the building was previously eliminated from the plans and is proposed to be added back slightly different configuration through this proposal. Additionally, we received the latest master plan for Americana Bayside, master number 17, for the commission's separate approval of this action. The revised final site plan complies with the conditions of approval for the RPS master plan, does not exceed the 170,000 square feet of commercial space permitted under condition 3 of the changes of number 1393 of the RPC. Property is located south side of an existing parcel located on an 8.3-acre parcel of land, the east side of Americana Parkway and the south side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, within the Americana Bayside Plan residential community in Selbyville, Delaware. Tax parcel 533, map 19.00, parcel 702. The zoning is medium density residential district, resident community, MRRPC. Staff request that any approval by the commission be made subject to DLDOT's review and approval. All other agency approvals have been received by the department.
Madam Chair, that we approve the revised final site plan and updated master plan for Americana Bayside Village J, Harris Bayside Marketplace, with final by subject to receipt of DLDOT approval.
I second that.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve the revised site plan and updated master plan for Americana Bayside Village J, Harris Teeter Bayside Marketplace, change of zone number 1393. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, let's show that the chair abstained. The motion passes 3-0. Next agenda is 2023-03, the Estuary Phase 6, only known as Shell Farm.
It's a final subdivision plan for the creation of a cluster subdivision to consist of 45 single-family lots, which incorporates the additional lands and res lots into the existing estuary subdivision. Plan includes stormwater management, open space, wetland resource buffers, and river buffers. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024, subject to 16 conditions of approval. The final subdivision and land plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and orders of approval. Property is located on the east side of Honolulu Road, Sussex County Road 356, approximately 0.2 miles southeast of the intersection of Clayton Avenue, Sussex County Road 40, Honolulu Road, Sussex County Road 356 in Frankfort, Delaware. Tax parcel is District 433, map 6.11, parcel 0.00. Zoning is AR1, agricultural residential. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay.
Is that the correct address, physical address, Honolulu Road?
We can compare against the online map. I think it's right.
Okay. Just making sure record.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the final subdivision and landscape plan for 2023-3, the Estuary Phase 6, formerly known as Shoal Farm.
I second that as well.
Okay, it's been made and seconded to approve 2023-03, the Estuary Phase, formerly known as Shoal Farm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, let the record show that the chair abstained. The motion carries 3-0. Next item on our agenda is S2203 Steiner Road Industrial Park. Revised preliminary plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the lands of Steiner LLC and Delstar LLC for the construction of a concrete sensing and proportioning plant and a building materials and sorting facility. Plan received preliminary site plan approval at the Planning Commission meeting of Thursday, August 11th, 2022, and final approval by staff on June 6th, 2024. On November 1st of 2025, a revised plan was approved as a preliminary by the Commission. That revision removed the concrete dome, 120-foot diameter, 96 feet, and replaced it with three smaller cement silos, 16 diameter, 72 feet in height, along a reconfigured internal concrete access drive. The applicant has returned to additionally plan to include shifting of the conveyor belt to a more central location, addition of a 20-by-50-foot water tank, and an increase in size of control building from 360 square feet to 1,004 square feet. Proposed projects on the two parcels share the same water management facilities with an existing 50-foot-wide perpetual cross easement will serve as access for ingress and egress parcels. Parcels are comprised of a total of 15 acres, and located on the east side of Steiner Road, Sussex County Road 320, approximately 160 feet south of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, with approximately 486 feet of frontage on Steiner Road. Parcels are District 135, Map 16.0, Parcel 23.05, and District 5, Map 16.00, Parcel 23.06. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Code. The zone is HI1, Heavy Industrial Zoning District. Staff are agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be subject to staff upon the receipt of all C approvals.
Madam Chair, I approve the revised preliminary site plan S-2-03 Steiner Road Industrial Park.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the revised preliminary plan for S2203 Steiner Road Industrial Park. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries to nothing. Next item on our agenda is S2552 Glen Cove Conditional Use Number 2462 Pre-Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Glen Cove for the construction of a community of multifamily structures consisting of 36 units, an amenity area, including a pool and pool house, storage, perimeter and resource buffers, and internal roads. Multifamily improvements are permitted at the site via conditional use C2462, which was approved by Sussex County Council at a meeting of Tuesday, July 15th, 2025, ordinance number 4007. The plan is proposed 19 parcels totaling 12.32 acres located on the north side of Burbage Road, Sussex County Road 353, approximately 475 feet west of Windmill Drive, Sussex County Road 352. Preliminary plan complies with the Sussex County Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels are District 34, Map 12.00, Parcel 374.01, 374.02, 375.00, and 3445.00 through 3460.00. The zoning district is MR, Medium Density Residential District. Should Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. The staff also did want to note that we did receive communication from Elio Batista at the county attorney's office regarding inclusion of the note, including that there are wetlands on the parcel, which was not in the original HOA deed covenant draft. So he recommended that that be at least included in the draft. And I would also note that staff had commented when they reviewed the plan that they wanted a 30-foot right-of-way designated on the plan for all internal roads to reflect state standards as county attorney has directed, and they indicated that no internal road is required, no internal right-of-way was required for multifamily condominium plans. So I didn't know if the county attorney wanted to comment on that.
Yeah, so, and that might have been a misunderstanding. If it's a multifamily project, the county road dimensional requirements, construction requirements don't apply like they would to a subdivision. Mm-hmm. So. Because, you know, you think about it, there are drive aisles and parking lots and things like that. Sometimes we make that a requirement of an approval of a conditional use. I don't know if that was the case here without going back and reviewing it. So
I think the intent was just to maybe get a note on the plan indicating that, you know, that there's a 30-foot right-of-way, which would comport with how it's already drawn, given the sidewalks anyway, just simply as a note to reflect those state standards in terms of, because you had provided guidance to us that any plan that came in front of the commission going forward wanted to at least indicate notation of that 30-foot right-of-way.
Well, let's do this, because I don't want to hold it up, because it's on for preliminary.
I have a question also, sure, before you say what you're going to say, yeah, because I don't know if this will change it. Didn't we also on this one require that they have a emergency access like we have been, or maybe this one was before we started implementing that, but I thought we, this one, for that parcel on the left there, I thought we asked, and maybe again, there's so many projects that maybe I'm not for asphalt, but like the normal emergency.
When I went through the review and reviewed it against the conditions of approval, it was not conditioned.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Robertson. I'm sorry.
I would just say, because I don't want to hold it up, that it's on for preliminary. We can certainly review that prior to final, you know, in terms of that note regarding the roads. So, yeah.
And then just the wetlands issue, yeah, in terms of the HOA draft.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Or the condominium documents should reflect that.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan 25-52 Glen Cove, CU2462.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for S25-52 Glen Cove, conditional use number 2462. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 4-0. Next item on our agenda is S25-47 Royal Farms preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the development of a Royal Farms, including a 5,380 square foot store, fuel pumps and canopy, parking and other site improvements. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located within the Hennepin Transportation Improvement District and is required to, lost my spot. Property is located on the northeast corner of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, and Nassau Commons Boulevard in Lewis, Delaware. Tax parcels District 334, map 5.00, parcel 145.00. The zoning is C1 General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Just one comment on this, because it's gotten a little bit of media attention. This one, it's on property that's zoned C1 commercial, which is a closed district. It was zoned commercial literally decades ago when that property that used to be the Raley property, now it's where the vineyards are, and you know, there's some other shops along that road there. You know, so it's something, this is a permitted use within that C1 commercial district. It's been that way for, as I said, for decades.
I was gonna say, I don't remember a public hearing for this one.
Yeah, and there wouldn't have been because it's a permitted use within the C1 district, so.
All right, so for the record, we don't really have any option but to approve this, right? Because it's permitted use.
Well, it's permitted, but you can always, on all these, you can look at the site plan, and if you have, you know, revisions you want to make or concerns or whatever, you have the ability to do that, as long as it's, you know, within the guardrails that are permitted.
All right. Thank you.
But yeah, I would say that to answer your question more succinctly, you don't have the ability to deny it because it's.
Thank you. Yeah. Wanted that on the record because, again, media attention and people need to know. Ultimately, we might be able to tweak the site plan potentially, but that's about the best we would be able to do. All right, Madam Chair, I move that we approve S25-47 Royal Farms preliminary site plan.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S25-47 Royal Farms preliminary site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 4-0. Next item is S25-04 Crescent Place.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for the development of 57 single-family detached condominiums and other site improvements. Conditional use number 2339 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, February 21st, 2023, through ordinance number 2903. The preliminary and final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The property is located on the southeast side of Central Avenue, Sussex County Route 84, approximately 397 feet northeast of the intersection with Bayard Road, Sussex County Route 35 in Frankfort, Delaware. Tax parcel is District 134, map 19.00, parcel 24.00. The zoning's MR, medium residential district, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move that we approve site plan 25-04, Crescent Place, preliminary and final site plan.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the preliminary and final site plan for S2504 Crescent Place. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 4-0. Next item on our agenda is S25-54 TPEDE SU75 LLC, preliminary and final site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 34.3739-acre ground-mounted solar array farm, transformers, fencing with interwoven screening, a Knox box, and other site improvements. Staff note that the site was the subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 2448, for the establishment of a solar farm to be located within an agricultural residential district, which was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, November 14th, 2023, through ordinance number 2960. The property is located on the northeast side of Seashore Highway, Route 404, approximately 0.72 miles southeast of the intersection with Sussex Highway, Route 13 in Bridgeville, Delaware. The applicant has provided details of the proposed financial security package for decommissioning for review by the commission. Subject to the commission's review of the applicant's proposed financial security, the preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 133, MAP 15.00, Parcel 34.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve preliminary and the final site plan for S-25-54 TPEDE SU75 LLC.
A second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve the preliminary and final site plan for S-25-54 TPEDE SU75 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 4-0. Next item is S2568 Middleford Speedway. Greg Mitchell.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for an existing outdoor racetrack. Conditional use number 2270 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, January 28th, 2025, through ordinance number 3070. The preliminary and final site plan comply with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The properties are located on the west side of the intersection of Hastings Farm Road, Sussex County Route 526, and Coverdale Road, Sussex County Route 525, and Seaford, Delaware. Tax parcels, District 231, MAP 9.00, Parcel 4.00, 5.00, and 5.01. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the preliminary and final site plan for S-25-68 Middleford Speedway. Greg Mitchell.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the S-25-68 Middleford Speedway. Greg Mitchell, preliminary and final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 4-0. Next item is lands of Paul and Sharon Anderson, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots, residual lands, with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.00 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.08 acres, more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.09 acres, more or less. Proposed lot four will consist of 1.09 acres, more or less. And the residual land will contain 1.27 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Stokely Road, Sussex County Road 280. Minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcels District 234, MAP 5.00, Parcel 25.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal. Staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Paul and Sharon Anderson with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for the lands of Paul and Sharon Anderson with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 4-0. Next item is lands of Del Martinez LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus residual land with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.00 more or less acres. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.00 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.00 acres more or less. Proposed lot four will consist of 1.00 acres more or less, and the residual land will contain 1.00 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the east side of Mount Pleasant Road, Sussex County Road 493. The minor subdivision complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcels are District 432, map 11.00, parcel 58.09. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the lands of Del Martinez LLC as a minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement as a final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for the lands of Del Martinez LLC with final by staff upon receipt of agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 4-0. Next item is lands of George and Nancy Dodd, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus the residual land with access off a proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot A will consist of 1.07 acres, more or less. Proposed lot B will consist of 0.87 acres, more or less. Proposed lot C will consist of 1.04 acres, more or less. Proposed lot D will consist of 0.78 acres, more or less. And the residual land will contain 1 acre, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located with access from Captain's Way within the Captain's Grant subdivision. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 234, map 29.00, parcel 276.00. The zoning is GR, General Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Just a quick question on this one, just for the record. So this land, though, is not part of the original Captain's Grant subdivision, right? It's something outside of it?
That is my understanding. I was not the staff who reviewed this one, but that is my assumption, yes.
Just the reason being, we'd have to, you know, that would be an expansion of the subdivision and density and other things. That
would trigger a public hearing.
Which would trigger a public hearing.
Right. Yeah. So when we looked at this, that was one of our first questions. From what's available to us, we thought it was a completely separate piece of land, and it was not re-subdivision of previously subdivided lands, is what we thought. So.
Okay. Yeah, well, if you've all looked at it, I mean, I just wanted to ask that question on the record.
Good question.
Okay. So, Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for lands of George and Nancy Dodd with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the lands of George and Nancy Dodd minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 4-0. Next item is lands of Yvonne Grimm, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off of proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot A will consist of 33.876 acres more or less, and the residual lands will contain 93.534 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the west side of Hunter Cove Road, Sussex County Route 317. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 430, map 9.00, parcel 20.00, the zoning's AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on the proposal, staff are requesting final approvals be made, subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement, lands of Yvonne Grimm, with final approval by staff and upon receipt of agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded twice to approve lands of Yvonne Grimm minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 4-0. Next item up is lands of Unique Car Care LLC minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off a proposed 40-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one residual lands will consist of 1.19 acres more or less, and proposed lot two will consist of 1.00 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located west of Mount Pleasant Road, Sussex County Route 493, approximately 0.52 miles north of Sharptown Road, Route 24. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 432, map 10.00, parcel 8.01. Zoning's AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all those approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the lands of Unique Car Care LLC as a minor subdivision plan off a proposed 40-foot easement as a final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve lands of Unique Car Care LLC minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries 4-0. Final item for other business is lands of Marsha Middleton minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus residual lands with access off a proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.157 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.254 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.635 acres more or less. Proposed lot four will consist of 1.792 acres more or less, and the residual lands will contain 8.373 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the south side of Taylor Mill Road, Sussex County Route 467B. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 232, map 7.00, parcel 32.11. The zoning's AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on the proposal, staff are requesting final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all those agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the lands of Marsha Middleton as a minor subdivision plan off a proposed 50-foot easement as a final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for lands of Marsha Middleton with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. I don't know if I said that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 4-0.